contractors in increasingly sensitive roles. For example, the availability and efficiency of private contractors might change the cost calculus for corporations where hostile local populations have kept them from doing business. What the Pinkerton Detective Agency did during the dawn of the industrial age, private security contractors could do in the era of booming global trade. These situations are ripe for human rights abuses. When employed as intelligence operatives, there could be situations in which these private contractors engage in torture in the hopes of obtaining information for their clients. So I don't want to speculate on all the situations that might arise as this industry continues to grow. We've already seen that existing laws did not fully anticipate comparatively simple situations like civilian contractors working for the Department of Interior at Abu Ghraib. The United States has a responsibility to ensure that it anticipates all situations in which private security forces that it has some connection to might commit a crime, and to hold those contractors accountable for their actions. Such a step would set a precedent for the rest of the world that it should be doing the same with respect to its private security forces, and put such forces on notice that they are not to be used as a way around existing criminal laws and laws of war. Simply because acts are committed by a private contractor who happens to be a foreign national